Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Milton, great to catch up.
Nice to be here.
You're bringing a show to a number of venues around Ireland. I love this. You're going to Dublin, Derry, Cork, Galway and Belfast. It's a proper massive UK and Ireland tour you're doing.
Yes, and I'm not just saying this, but we often find that the Irish audiences are amongst the best. Interaction, but no real hostility. You know, sometimes we go places and it's, make me laugh then. But it's sometimes I walk on stage in Ireland and I'm heckled in a friendly way. People ask, what are you doing afterwards? Where are you staying? On this side of it.
Can I have your hotel room key? Another strange question.
Yes. Obviously, I had to draw a line somewhere, but yeah.
Definitely.
Always look forward to that.
And the show is called Ha Milton, which is such a great name for a show. Are you one of these people, like most comedians, who are asked for a name 2 years in advance and you have to think of something and then write a show that is somehow maybe even vaguely related to it?
Yes, and you mustn't paint yourself into too small a corner by the way, because as you say, you haven't written it. So this is not anything to do with a play, a musical about the founding fathers of America. Need to point that out. I think
that is very important to let people know that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, kind of.
But I mean, what is it though? Because I mean, people always, they love to know what they're in store for when they go along to a show. So what is a Milton Jones show going to consist of? Tell my audience.
Actually, well, that reminds me of one of the hardest heckles I had to deal with ever. Someone shouted out, "What is this?" That's kind of difficult to deal with.
Oh my God.
The only other heckle that was difficult was, "These are just words."
Oh my God. Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't wrong, to be fair. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. But look, I mean, I do love your style of comedy. So yeah. So for people who perhaps won't heckle you, they will get the Milton Jones experience, I presume.
For sure. Basically, it's a whole show of me being daft.
Yes.
But loosely based on my experience of music being tone deaf. So it starts in a nativity play where I have to sing a solo. And I am Angel A, or as the other children call me, Angela. Anyway, it all goes wrong.
Right.
And I mention music again and bring in pop stars, you know, so much for Taylor Swift. She sent back my trousers unmended.
Oh, this is going to be great. I cannot wait. I'm definitely going to be there. I just have to decide where to go, because let's tell everybody the dates, because on the 18th of September, you'll find Milton here in the Three Olympia. What an amazing venue to do comedy, Three Olympia in Dublin. And 19th of September, you'll be in the Millennium Forum in Derry. The 20th of September, the Opera House in Cork. The 21st of September, Leisureland in Galway. And the 22nd of September, the Waterfront Hall in Belfast. So you really are traipsing all around the country on a run of dates there. So you'll have very little sleep, I would imagine.
Probably, yes, that's the way it goes. But as long as I remember where I am, I have gone on stage and said, "Good evening, Oxford," when it was Cambridge.
Right.
That kind of thing. So,
well, yeah, there's a particular issue, I think. Now, it rarely happens with comedians from this side of the Atlantic, but or musicians for that matter. But every now and again, somebody will step on stage in Ireland and say something like, "It's great to be here in the UK." And then
how does that go down?
Not very well, Milton, I'll be honest with you. Milton, you are an Arsenal fan.
Yes.
I am a Manchester United fan. Cue uproarious laughter from all the gooners around the country who like to slag me on a regular basis on my text line, which is understandable. But how are you feeling? Are you confident as an Arsenal fan?
Yes, as long as there are no injuries, then we stand a chance.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to keep up the consistency all the way.
That seems to be, particularly for Arsenal fans, it's something that I like to level at my friends who are in one of my WhatsApp groups. It's basically 8 Arsenal fans and me. But it is that thing of, like, you know, leading for 37 weeks of the season doesn't matter. It's the 38th week really that matters, you know. So there is a danger that Arsenal just haven't done it. And as good as you are and as good as you've been, there is something about having done it before that just seems to play into these footballers' minds.
Absolutely. But we have youth on our side, if we can keep them all. And I think we're going to do better than we did last year, even if we end up in the same place, if you see what I mean.
Yes, I do. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on that and see what happens. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting run into the end of the season. Before I let you go, I do the quick fire round with all of my guests. So I'm going to ask you these questions off the top of your head. What are you currently obsessed with?
Podcasts.
Really?
I don't know why. It seems a very simple, you know, it's two giddy people talking about nothing for an hour. And they could probably put that information into 2 minutes. But there's something about, I suppose it's something to do with community in a sort of sociological way, makes you think you've got more friends than you have.
Would you have any interest in doing your own podcast?
No, you see, because what I do, being one-liners, it would take me years to write one episode.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. You know,
true.
I don't.
But unless you just wittered on about nothing for an hour, you know, you don't have to put a one-liner in there. You know, maybe people just want to hear that.
I think in terms of audience, it'd be quicker to go around and see my parents in person.
Fair. I understand completely where you're coming from. Okay, who is the most famous person in your phone, Milton?
Well, probably comedians.
Yeah, want to throw any name at me? I mean, presumably Darrow Breen's in there, one of our own.
Yeah, he's in there. Lee Mack's in there. Most people, to be honest, if they answer, is a different question, of course.
Yeah, we all have that problem, all right. That's fair. Think back to when you were about 8 years old. You were in school. What was the name of the school you were in?
St. Luke's Primary School.
St. Luke's Primary, okay. So in there, did you bring a lunchbox to school? And if so, what was in it? Or did you get school dinners?
I went one better. I went home for dinner.
Ah, right.
Yeah, my mum came and took us home and we had dinner at home and then we came back for the afternoon.
Can you remember any of the delicious things that were served up?
Quite often homemade chips. What happened to homemade chips?
Eh? Yes. My father-in-law is a massive homemade chips aficionado and makes them better than any chipper and any frozen whatever. So every time I see him, I'm like, is there any chance you're doing chips tonight? He's like, yeah, do them for you. I was like, yes.
Yeah, excellent. No, I mean, I think it's a lost art. Mm. There are too many oven chips around.
Yeah, exactly. They're too easy, whereas the effort required in the homemade chips, it really comes out in the flavour. Sure. Okay, and the final question, Milton, I ask all my guests is, do you wash your legs in the shower? Because I don't.
That's quite a good point, because sometimes I go running, and if I go through mud, I splatter my legs without realizing.
Yeah.
Then I have a shower and then I'm going to bed and I notice mud on my legs.
So that must mean that you actively don't, but obviously on occasion when you must, you must.
Yes. I mean, when it's obvious, but sometimes it's just a little splattering.
Yeah.
That you don't see and until you're about to get into bed and then you've got to put on long socks at best.
To protect your sheets from the little bit of clay that may fall off in the night. Milton Jones, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for coming on today. Best of luck with the shows. Where can people get their tickets, Milton?
MiltonJones.com.
MiltonJones.com, Ticketmaster.ie. Get your hands on the tickets. Dublin, Derry, Cork, Galway and Belfast. Milton, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Dave Moore. On Today FM. Podcast.